This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on the FCC caving in on net neutrality. What's next? Okay, let's get this straight. Compared to other developed countries around the world, in the United States, we already have slower and more expensive internet and few workable programs to assure equality of access. Under a Democratic president, though, we should be able to expect some progress in this area, though, right? Instead, we wake up to find that we have a Federal Communications Commission that is now going to embark on a massive cave-in to corporate cable and media concerns and move to allow the evisceration of net neutrality, despite the many FCC pledges to protect the internet and keep it free and open to all. Pinch me now. This must be a nightmare. This can't be happening. But it is. This must be what happens when the president appoints a corporate communications lobbyist as the FCC chair. Just as a reminder of what we're on the verge of losing, if the FCC successfully eliminates net neutrality, that means that the big cable and internet access companies, like the monopolist at Comcast, can create toll roads requiring companies like Amazon, Netflix, and Google, or others, to pay them for faster access for their own products compared to regular internet. And of course, in jacking the cost of them, the cost to us will also rise dramatically, pushing monetizing universal access even farther away from equity and more towards income. Google is trying to lay its own high-speed optical networks to hedge against the Comcast and their rising rates, but such networks will be built only in certain cities, not everywhere, of course. Past the issues for consumers, the end of net neutrality also means new upstart tech startups won't be able to afford the access that allow them to compete against the new wannabe legacy companies like Facebook, Google, Twitter, and the like. Does any of this sound like a win for any of us? Given its horror, is there any way that the FCC or the Justice Department could ever allow Comcast to consolidate control of cable access through its merger monopoly purchase of Times Warner Cable? Rationally, we should think not, but it's scary. It looks like the fix is in, and when the fix is in, it's always about protecting the insiders and penalizing the outsiders, which means, in this case, the rest of us. With all the big internet moguls visiting the White House recently and repeatedly to complain to the president about the NSA, their lost business, and their weird views of the world and how it suits them, it's impossible for me to believe the subject of a profound policy pivot on net neutrality or the Comcast merger never made it to the agenda list. I have a bad feeling that Silicon billionaires may be talking out of both sides of their mouth and saying to their public that they want net neutrality while signaling to the government they're okay with it going its own way as long as their companies are protected and the doors slammed behind them. This all just smells bad to me, and worse may be coming if we all become Comcast country as well. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.